Hey guys, it's Mayhem. Not sure the last time I've done a questionnaire. I think it's been a bit, so I figured I would do this semi-long questionnaire for you guys. The Tell Me Your Secrets Owl's Cheeky questionnaire. So, hope you guys enjoy. All right. Cheeky questions, experiences, and fantasies. How old were you the first time you masturbated? Wow. Let's see if I can remember math correctly. I think I was in like the fifth grade, so like 11 or 12. Pretty young. Probably not as young as other people. Do you prefer to watch someone masturbate or to be watched? I definitely prefer to watch someone masturbate. I love watching my partner touch themselves. But then when I get to that very like intimate, connected feeling with someone, I don't mind being watched. But I feel like if we're talking like, you're just with someone like very soon, I would rather watch someone touch themselves and then later on I can do that for them. Have you ever been caught doing anything naughty? I feel like I'm sure at some point everyone gets caught. I haven't actually gotten caught having sex, but I've gotten caught like about to have sex with my partner back when I still lived with my parents. So, I mean, my mom never actually caught me having sex, but like, she would catch us right before, thankfully. What is your favorite part of your body? I really love, no matter how much I gripe and complain, I do love my tits. And then I think I really enjoy my mouth. But I think I have like a severe oral fixation. So that probably plays into it. What are your top turn-ons? Dirty talk. I mean, I wouldn't be on here if I didn't like dirty talk. 100% dirty talk. It's the easiest way to get me in the mood. I feel like it's very generic, but kissing, I feel like can be done so many different ways. You can kiss someone slowly, you can kiss someone, at a regular speed, you can kiss someone really fast, like, and desperate, and it just turns into this, like, just lustful experience. I love kissing, especially because it usually leads to sex. And then hair pulling. I mean, they're not like super kinky, 'cause I feel like for things that I enjoy that are very kinky, like I have to really be in the scene for that. But if we're just talking like what are things that regularly turn you on? Dirty talk, hair pulling, and kissing. I swear I'm not this boring. What is your favorite place on your body for a guy to come? Okay, well, I'm gonna have to switch this because I only like women. So for a woman to come, all over my face. Because I mean, women cannot, I mean, they can technically squirt sometimes. But if we're just talking like regular, like my face, please, please come all over my face. Have you ever had sex somewhere public? Yes, I have. I have had sex in many bathrooms of many concerts, and I have had sex at a train, an outdoor train stop. It's very random, I know. Probably not gonna do that again. Have you ever masturbated somewhere other than your house? Yes. Yes, I have. Cars, not public bathrooms, but like work bathrooms, obviously hotels. If I'm staying at a friend's house, but I'm staying in a room by myself, definitely. Do you use a toy or your fingers? If I'm like someplace other than my home, yes, my fingers. If I'm home and I'm feeling particularly like into it, I'll use a toy. But if I'm like super lazy and I don't want to get up and do anything, I'll just use my fingers because it's like the easiest way. Do I like facials? Yes, to an extent, from whatever a woman can give me. Have you ever been skinny dipping or streaking? I have skinny dipped and I have streaked when I was a young teenager and I didn't think anything of it. I would honestly probably still go streaking, and of course, skinny dipping is like really not that big of a deal. Have you ever gone out in public without any underwear or a bra with the purpose of having someone look at you? No, I usually go out in public without a bra or without boxers just because I don't feel like wearing them and I don't care if people look at me or not because it's not for them, it's for me. Have you ever flashed anyone? Yes. When I get super wasted and I go to the club and I dance, I only go to gay clubs, so I mean, I'm not that upset about flashing girls, but I have definitely flashed many girls my tits when I've been drunk. My favorite position. For receiving, I like getting fucked from behind, whether that's standing up doggy style or like laying down doggy style, I guess, whatever you want to call that. And then for giving, I don't know what it is, but there is something about fucking a girl on her back with her legs over my shoulders that I just can never get enough of. Or the position where it's like you're spooning. I love like waking my partner up in the morning after we've like been asleep and we're still spooning and having sex like that. I think it's very, very intimate. But it can also get pretty dirty, not gonna lie. What's something you've not tried before but really wanted to? There's actually like pretty much nothing that I have not tried that I want to. I've pretty much done everything I've wanted to do. What's your favorite hookup story? I'm gonna skip that because that would take too long. I am too lazy for that right now. Have you ever hooked up with someone of the same gender? I have because I am gay. So yes, I have hooked up with many people of the same gender. Have slash would you ever do a threesome? I totally would. I feel like in order to do it with my partner, we would have to be in a very, not an open relationship, but we would have to just be very connected and with open communication. Like I feel like the woman who I'm currently seeing, I could definitely have a threesome with her because I mean, I just feel like it's not necessarily about an act of like sharing her with someone else. I just feel like the experience would be amazing. But then if I was completely single, I, could definitely have a threesome with two other women if they were not involved. Like, I feel like if I'm single, you both have to be single. I don't really want to be a third in someone's couple. Threesome type thing, if that makes sense. Let's see. Do you have any kinks? Oh, Jesus, yes. I have lots of kinks. I love toys. I'm very, very much into the BDSM scene. I'm a switch, so I definitely lean more towards being dominant. And when I'm dominant, I'm much more of a sadist, and when I'm submissive, I'm much more of a masochist. Within the last few months, I've definitely realized I like MDLG for when I'm submissive. Not sure if that's something that I will ever explore because I tend to date people who are my own age. I have lots of kinks. If you guys want to know what they are specifically, please feel free to message me. But it's too much to talk about on here. Okay. How often do you touch yourself? Every day. I touch myself multiple times every day. Do you watch porn? If not, what do you prefer to do slash look at when you masturbate? I do watch porn and then I also listen to GWA, so it just kind of is how I feel. Sometimes I can listen to GWA to get me warmed up, and then, I need that visual aspect of porn to kind of like rein me in. What kind of porn do you like? All different kinds, actually. I love the actual porn of women, like women on women, that is actually like realistic. I love porn where it's like fingering, cunnilingus, you know, all that jazz. Sometimes I do watch straight porn because it's easy for me to imagine myself as the man who's like fucking this beautiful woman. I can do that, but it has to be some pretty good porn for that. Would you ever post something on Gone Wild or a similar subreddit? I would, and I have. I have posted pictures of myself on similar subreddits, Gone Wild and stuff like that. Have you ever matched with someone on Tinder with the sole intention of fucking them? Yes. Yes, I have. I feel like Tinder is very much for hooking up with people, and I have matched with people just to have sex with them on Tinder. I mean, I feel like when I'm swiping, if I see a picture of you and I don't instantly want to fuck you, then we're not, like, it's, that's not gonna be a thing that happens, because I really need, whether it's for just fucking or a relationship, I am the type of person who really needs that, like, instant attraction. Like, I have to see you and I have to want to, like, fuck your brains out. Have you ever intentionally watched a couple making out? Yep, of course I have, because I am a horny bastard. I have definitely seen people making out and I've been like, damn, they're good at kissing and I want to be a part of that. Let's see. Strangest place you've had sex / masturbated? I mean, I already mentioned that an outside train stopped. What was your first sexual experience like? It was awkward as fuck. I was young. Both myself and this girl and I had not had sex with anybody else, so we were each other's firsts. It was really awkward. I don't really think we planned on having sex. It just sort of happened, and it was super awkward. And I really just learned, like, I just was going by what I saw in porn, so that was really awkward. But it's alright. Live and let learn. What was your most recent sexual experience like? I haven't had sex with anyone in like a year, so I'm gonna skip this because I don't remember. When was the last time you masturbated? About 20 minutes ago. Have you ever watched porn with someone? Yes. Yes, I have, and it was a glorious thing. I love it. I think it's great to watch porn with your partner. I think it's very intimate, and it can be very dirty, whatever you want to make of it. Would you ever film yourself? Yes, I have done so in the past, so I would definitely do so in the future. I have to really be in a committed relationship for that, and I generally like to be the one that controls it, and, yeah, because I don't want that to get out. What would be the perfect first date for you? Probably going to some sort of restaurant that has like some sort of live music, like jazz. Could definitely get down with that. Maybe walking around some kind of park or sitting around outside listening to music again if the restaurant didn't have it. Let's see what else. And then some places have, like, those dessert-only restaurants. Going to one of those to close out the night. Definitely. How far would you go on a first date? Honestly, if she was into it, I would have sex on the first date. But we have to have had a really good connection. Like, super good. I think normally the farthest I would go is just, like a serious makeout session. But, like, maybe if she was into it, sex. I don't know. This never happened before, so I'm not sure. Have you ever played a naughty game like Spin the Bottle, Truth or Dare, Strip Poker, 7 Minutes in Heaven? What was it like? I have played all of those games. They're all the same in that they're like exhilarating and naughty, and everyone is like super giddy, and it's always fun to reveal things about yourself in those types of games, especially Truth or Dare, Never Have I Ever, or anything like that. What accent turns you on the most? I want to honestly say, and it's so generic, but British. But I mean, that's not to say that I don't love. No, I take that back. Irish. Irish does it for me because I feel like it's not as common as everything else. So when you hear it, you're automatically like you're honed in on it and you're like, oh, what was that? Ugh. But if we're just talking, because I mean, I can't pick just one. So it would have to be Irish, New Zealand, Australian, and British. But then South African is pretty fucking nice too. And then I have a soft spot for Canadian women as well. Have you ever been able to come? I know words. Has anyone ever been able to make you come without ever touching you? No. I need to be touched. I like to be touched. Do you like the taste of cum? Yeah. I mean, I feel like I just like eating pussy as, like, that's my fucking favorite thing to do. So, yeah, I definitely like the taste of a woman's cum. Do you prefer having someone go down on you, or do you prefer to go down on someone? That's such a hard question because it's like 50-50. If I had to choose, I would choose going down on someone, but that's not to say that I don't like sitting on someone's face because who doesn't like having someone's mouth on you? Have you ever hooked up with someone online, Skype, Snapchat, Omegle, etc.? Definitely have had sex on FaceTime, like cyber sex, Skype sex, all of that. Definitely done that. What are your top five turn-ons? Sort of answered this already. We'll go with kissing, like intense makeout kissing, dirty talk, hair pulling, biting, and spanking. Spanking's always fun, but you need to like kick it up a notch. Like, yes, I get it. Like spanking with your hands, great, but please, please turn it up a notch. Let's get a paddle or a belt or something. Let's make it even more fun. So tired of these girls being like, "Ooh, I'm kinky," and then they like spank me or they want me to spank them, and I'm like, "Okay, like, let's gear it up. Let's kick it up a bit. You know, there's other things we can use." And they're like, "Oh, what? Really? No, like, come on, honey. Don't say you're kinky if you don't mean it." Have you ever had to do something while hiding the fact that you were horny, orgasming, answering a phone call from a friend? Yep, definitely had. I've definitely answered the phone while having sex. Whew. Probably gonna do it again just because it's a fun rush. What turns you on the most? Video chats, videos, pictures, porn. Videos and pictures, 100%. Especially if it's my partner. When I'm with someone, I'm like obsessed with their body. So if you send me pictures of yourself and videos of yourself touching yourself, I just eat that shit up. Do you swallow? Yes, with women. I mean, it's kind of hard not to swallow when you're going down on a girl. Just saying. All right. So hopefully I didn't bore you guys too much with this tell me your secrets questionnaire. This had turned out to be a little bit longer than I expected, but it's a little bit shy of 20 minutes. So if you listen to this far, I commend you. Please, please feel free to comment and leave me messages, whatever you want. If you have any opinions on anything, questions, whatever, love to hear from you guys. Have a great night. Thanks.